From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. There's a place in North Alabama where magic happens. The Muscle Shoals area has given life to some of music's most enduring hits, producing a sound that musicians have sought for decades. Part soul, gospel, country, and rock, it's something that transcends any one genre. Music journalist Allie Patton went in search of the heart of that sound.
When it comes to music in Muscle Shoals, locals like Gina Scott say there's something in the water. More specifically, something in the Tennessee River running alongside the North Alabama town that initially lent to the quote-unquote Muscle Shoals sound.
Well, I've always heard it's the sound of the river from back before the dams were built and the singing sound of the river.
Longtime residents, Rob and Beth Landfair, echo something similar.
Everybody wants to have that unique sound. They say it comes from the river. Probably does.
Exactly.
Probably does. Just close your eyes and listen. You'll hear it.
The Muscle Shoals sound was recently on full display at Flobama, a restaurant and live music venue beloved to the area. Grammy Award winner Mike Ferris had taken to the stage to present his latest album to the community that helped make it a possibility. Perhaps there is something in the water there, but to someone like Rodney Hall, it's bigger than that.
More than anything, it's the people.
Rodney Hall is the Son of Fame Studios founder and producer Rick Hall. Today, Rodney is the proprietor of the legendary recording studio. Decades ago, Muscle Shoals, Alabama became an unexpected home to the hits, a place where everyone from Aretha Franklin to the Rolling Stones have come to record some of their most enduring works. The catalyst for such a hit parade can be traced back to Fame Studios, where Rick Hall, as well as a fleet of talented session musicians known as the Muscle Shoals Rhythm Section, or more familiarly, the Swampers, brought it all to life.
My dad had already had a lot of success by the time I was born. He was, matter of fact, the week I was born, he was recording Wilson Pickett, Mustang Sally, and Funky Broadway, and Land of a Thousand Dances.
As a kid, what was happening in between the walls of Fame didn't immediately strike the young Hall.
It was just always my dad's work to me. And then later on, as I got into my teens, the artists would stay at our house. And so we would have someone stay at the house, and then a couple weeks later, I'd see him on Johnny Carson's show. I started seeing that this is my dad's doing something a lot different than what everyone else is doing.
Since Fame was founded in 1959, the Muscle Shoals music scene has only grown, and the town, with its signature sound, is still widely sought by artists today. Mike Ferris is the most recent among them.
Once I got down there and started to work, I realized, man, I could not have made this record in Nashville.
Ferris made the pilgrimage to Fame Studios, voyaging south from his native Nashville to bottle the magic that happens there. What resulted was his album, The Sound of Muscle Shoals, which was released on March 7th.
The musicianship down there, I could not have found in Nashville. The spirit surrounding the place, just the energy, you couldn't get in Nashville. There's something about going down there and reconnecting with the true essence of what making music is all about. That's why people started going down there. You can be anywhere in the world now, especially now. If you have something important to say and you're talented enough and you have the will to do it, the world will find you.
That's what Fame founder Rick Hall did with the studio all those years ago. Brought the world to Muscle Shoals and Muscle Shoals to the world. It stuck, says Rodney Hall.
We're still a small, relatively small town, but we have per capita, we have more great musicians and songwriters and producers than probably anywhere in the world.
According to Hall, what happens in a Muscle Shoals recording studio is something distinctly human.
Music today has become very impersonal and very digitized. And with us, it's human beings. It's five, six guys sitting in a room that have all worked together for years playing their instrument. There's just a human element to it, and I really think that that's a huge part of it, and it's kind of become our niche. As everyone else has moved away from that, we've stayed with it.
Because of that, Ferris found himself getting back to the basics.
It's getting back to making music for the sake of making music. That's a special thing that had gotten lost for me.
There, a near dozen of Ferris's most personal songs found the perfect foil, the Muscle Shoals sound lending a depth and vibrancy that can only be found in one place.
There's something spiritual you connect with instantly when I go down there. It's something deeper going on. It's really where I want to make music for the foreseeable future.
Defining the Muscle Shoals sound is no easy task. It's something that transcends any one genre and goes beyond mere skill. Many, like Rodney Hall himself, sum it up as something that's perhaps more of a feeling than just a sound.
The thread that runs through it all is soul.
For WBHM, I'm Allie Patton.